Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo OG making a video about You Said He Was White. Well, let's go. Yes, everyone, right now everybody is living in a psyop. You know how they keep on saying that other people are from a different race? Yeah, like this dude. This guy was supposed to be white, but he turned out to be a black dude. Yes, and this guy was shooting over there in New York City. Yeah, ain't that funny? Well, this guy is actually worse than that Anthony Carmelo dude, the one that stabbed that Metcalf guy in the heart. Yeah, because this guy's got a gun inside of going ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Yes, fun times, huh? You know what's funny? That certain people has the green light to pull people's wigs. Yes, in case you don't know what pulling someone's wig off, it's their words saying that they're going to murderize somebody. Yes, fucked up, right? Yeah, but they're saying all kinds of shit. Yesterday, my stepdad was saying that this dude was trying to be, an NFL player. Yeah, football. Ooh. I guess he's not trying to rap. But anyways, yeah, he didn't make it, so he got pissed off. So supposedly, he went to New York City to go talk to the NFL, and that's when hilarity ensued. Huh, is it true? I don't know. There's a lot of shit coming up, but, time to point and laugh, right? Oh yeah, and supposedly this dude also got fired too. Guess what he was doing? Yes, he was a security guard. Yeah, this must be Day-Day from Friday. So where's Craig? Well, let's hear what he says right here playing his fucking foosball.
Hey, we're here with standout running back Shane Tamira from the Granada Hills football team. Big 35-31 victory against Kennedy tonight.
Wait a minute, I thought JFK got assassinated by Octopus Inc. Yeah, wasn't it the people that like playing with dreidels and shit? Wow, I guess it was done by this dude. Okay. I guess he was going for round two or something, who knows.
The battle for Granada Hills. Shane, just talk about you guys getting that win tonight. How'd you guys come through?
We definitely had to stay disciplined.
Yeah, if the NFL angle is true, good thing this guy didn't shoot up his high school like, you know, another Columbine thing or, you know, whatever these people do. But yeah, this thing could go all kinds of way. Yeah, supposedly he did a tryout for the NFL and he sucked ass, so that's what that was about. But who knows, they're not going to say what's really about. Well, they say this guy was a white dude and just by looking at his picture, he's not a white dude, but yeah. You know, we're living in the land of make-believe that just by saying, I'm this, I'm that, that's what you are. Well, yeah, we got guys that say that they're women, and you got women pretending to be men, and then you got people pretending to be puppies, and all other shit, so who knows, man. Fuck this fucked up Mr. Rogers neighborhood type of bullshit, but it is what it is.
We were down 10-0. We definitely had to stay disciplined. Our coach kept saying, don't hold your head down. We just had to stay disciplined and come.
Yeah, you can see what kind of discipline you learn right here playing football, huh? You used it doing your little murder spree, huh, fucker?
Shane, a couple of touchdowns for you, including a huge one late in the game there in the fourth quarter with under...
Yeah, I guess all those retards were pumping your nuts, and you believed you deserved to go play in the NFL, and then when that shit fell through, your world got destroyed, so you thought that you need to take out your revenge or whatever on the world, huh? That's why you started going all Yep, it is what it is, right? I like playing Doom too, so, hey.
4 minutes to go. That put you guys up 35-24, sort of sealed the game there for you guys, gave you guys a nice cushion. Take us through that play right there.
You know what? This might be racist or something, but I noticed that a lot of darkies like to lick their lips. Why? Is it because they're big and they need to keep them moisturized? You know, you could just use a chapstick and that will do it way better than licking your lips. Or is it because it tastes like grape soda or something? I don't know. You let me know.
Jailbreak screen right there. Then you broke free about the 50-yard line and then took it to the house.
Well, our coach basically asked me, he was like, Shane, is the T-screen open?
T-screen? What the fuck is that? Is that some Killer Instinct darky bullshit? Some finishing move they need to do?
T-screen open? I was like, yeah, it's definitely open. So we just threw the pass to me, Ernie threw the pass to me, and one thing led to another, and I scored.
Yeah, it's supposed to be easy peasy, but it didn't work out, did it? Huh? Yeah, your life turned into shit, so you thought that you needed to go take out your frustrations on the world. That's why you picked up your little pistol and started going around and going ta-ta-ta-ta-ta to everybody. And where you are now, you're Gonzo. Goodbye.
Shane, talk about, you mentioned you guys were down 10-0, early hole. You know, things could have got out of control, possibly.
Yeah, everything already went out of control. Yeah, CNN, STD, or PBS, all these fucking people are lying, saying this dude was white, dude. He turned out to be a black dude, but whatever, right?
Right. You know, how did you guys pick yourself up off the floor after that early 10-0 deficit?
Discipline. This guy has no discipline. This dude probably thought because he's black that he deserves to play football or whatever the hell he had in his stupid mind. No, just because you're a certain race doesn't mean that you're guaranteed to get cash and prizes. Yes, everybody needs to put on their dues, and obviously you sucked at your fucking job, so that's why they got rid of you, and you couldn't handle that, so that's why you have to go do your little bitch fit and take people out, huh? You jackass. But who knows, I could be completely wrong. This guy probably went the deep end for some other shit. But this guy got all stupid because he didn't make it in the NFL? That's just retarded. That just shows how self-entitled people are and they think they deserve everything just because they exist or whatever. No, fellas, you put in your work. If you get there, eventually you get noticed and there you go. Then you deserve it. But nah, you just start having your little tantrums? No, that's not gonna fly. No, be an adult. Be a man, but obviously we're lacking on that shit in this fucking day and age. Just saying.
Definitely had to stay disciplined. Coaches kept telling us, don't hold your heads down. It's just the first half, or it's actually just the first quarter. We just had to keep playing through it, and just hold our heads up high, and then a good result.
Yeah, guy, we already saw the kind of good results you produced, you fucking jackass. You think because I don't know what's going through your mind, you think you could do shit like this? No, you just murdered a bunch of people just out of spite. You're a fucking dick, in my opinion. But yet, I'm the one that's stupid. I'm the one that's doing hate speech, right? How is it hate speech if I'm talking the truth? Well, at least I guess it's my version of the truth, because I guess everybody has an opinion like assholes, right? But yes, you just gotta see that these people shouldn't be doing these things. And when people are doing shit, you need to call them out. Because if you don't, they think they have the green light to do their bullshit. So, take it from me, don't let these people. If you have to slap them a little bit, it's better than killing people, in my opinion. Well, you guys take care of each other, because nobody else is gonna do it. And we need more love in the world, not hate, but it is what it is. Well, goodbye.
So there is a neighborhood in Gaza, on the Gaza Strip, where 11,000 Afro-Palestinians live. It is called Al Abib. You know what that what that means? Slave. Yes, that is where black people live. And that is what the Arabs called that neighborhood. Slaves. The land of the slaves. I'm going to drop the article so you can hear from Afro-Palestinians how they're treated in Palestine. While the Arabs and Muslims are being oppressed, they still had time to oppress black people there in Gaza.